Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you once again on this blessed day, this blessed Tuesday night, and in some parts of the world it's Wednesday morning, in other parts it's Wednesday night or evening. But no matter what part of the day it is, I want to welcome you to another God's Word of Man broadcast. This is Brother Nate. Praise God, thanking God for another opportunity to present the gospel to you this day in the name of Jesus. And the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. And for those of you that don't like doing over the air, just contact us at email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we will give unto you. Praise be to God. So for those of you who have followed us on Blog Talk Radio, once again, you know how we do this. Before we go into the Word of God, we open up with prayer. So wherever you're listening to me at, why don't you join in with me as we together both petition the Lord for His Spirit to do what is need to be done as we take this journey into His Word once again. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, you have blessed us to come in this day to another time of the broadcast. You have blessed us to assemble together, to come and fellowship and to come and enter into the Word of God together once again. But Lord God, we know that this is the desire of your heart, that your children will come and assemble themselves in your Word. So Lord God, this day we are grateful that you give your Spirit to those who accept you as Lord. And not only is we given your Spirit, but we can petition you that your Spirit will give us light. Light in areas that are dark. And Lord God, through the Word that shall be given today, I pray that through your Spirit you will provide the light that is needed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I want to thank you for this opportunity you've given. Thank you for the presence of your Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And Father, I thank you. Amen. And amen. Praise be to God. Thanking God once again for another opportunity to present the word of the Lord to you today. And once again, as I've said before, that I want to be led by the Spirit of God. And I had been asking the Lord Saturday about what to bring on the broadcast. And originally, I supposed to have done this Sunday. But I had a family emergency come up where I could not do it Sunday. And today is today. And I was just thinking before I go into this message that how that, you know, Satan, you know, and I'm not trying to glorify him, but our adversary is very busy. And while we sleep, he doesn't sleep. And he's constantly conjuring up plans to either hinder us in any way, form, or fashion. And one of the things to the utmost to get us so frustrated or afraid that we would just give up. And I thank God for perseverance, the boldness that comes in Christ Jesus, the God account of faith. I am grateful to these things, because it is on these things and moreover believing the word of the Lord that has sustained me this day, that has kept me to continue to bring the word unto you that are listening, because that is my commission given me by Jesus Christ. The Lord dealt with me once again from one of the messages from the word of the Lord that he had sent through his angelic messenger, the Elijah, that he promised in Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 4, who is also his angel, mentioned in Malachi 3, that prophet that is mentioned in Deuteronomy 18 and Acts 3. And one of the messages the Spirit of the Lord pointed out to me and dealt with me is a message called the 16th message, which means it's the 16th time at that time that Jesus has sent the Elijah with a word from the Lord. And he sent him October the 27th, 1929. And in sending him, there was a one verse in this message that the Lord dealt with me on, and in that verse, especially something very particular. I want to read this verse to you, to those of you that's listening, because it goes to the people of God, they that will be of his bride. The Lord Jesus said through his angel, he said, go to those that are burdened in spirit. Encourage the downcast. Love is your message. But that was the message of Christ. Let all labor who can, that the work of preparing a people may go on in haste. For Christ's coming is near. The temple will be built by people that are prepared. Some will try to build it, but it will come to naught. In that verse there, when I was studying it the other day, one of the things that the Lord dealt with me about is when he said, go to those that are burdened in spirit and encourage the downcast, encourage the low in spirit. And in those words there, especially when he said, go to those that are burdened in spirit. This word going to those of you who are listening today who are burdened in spirit. And once again, being burdened in spirit, some are burdened with the cares, of life, the cares, in family homes. But the Lord dealing with me about, once again, the three, if I want to call it, major places. And these are the places where those of his people have become burdened in spirit: the nation, the church, and the home. Some of you who are listening to this broadcast who live in another country, you may also be among those whom the Lord is talking about, burdened in the spirit. And you're possibly seeing in your country. And once again, I want to point this out, especially these are to the people of the Lord who have become burdened in their spirit and seeing the things of the nation that is being executed and laws being passed that is against the word of God. You're seeing in the nations, and especially here in this country, the lifting up of pride against God's word, speaking against the word of God with such boldness that it's causing those who truly believe to be burdened in spirit. Hallelujah. Because anyone in the Lord does not rejoice when there's sin being committed. There are those of you who are burdened in this country because you're seeing that the name of Jesus is being booted out or prohibited to even be spoken in public gatherings. You're burdened in spirit because you see the direction that this country is going. Hallelujah. And you know what this country is going to reap. There are those of you who are burdened in spirit concerning the church. You are seeing things in the church that is not of God and being justified, first of all, by many in the ministry and by many in the pews. You're seeing that the Spirit of God is not permitted to flow in the services. You're seeing that man's gender has been uplifted above the movement of the Holy Ghost. And this has burdened you in spirit. Hallelujah. This has caused a grievance within your heart. You are burdened in spirit. In the churches, you see that things that the world does has been allowed in the church. The church is gone forth to execute, to carry out this type of wrong behavior. It has caused you to be burdened in the spirit. You have a burden in your spirit for the ministry. You see that many in the ministry has just gotten wild. They have just gotten out of the way. Some of them you have seen is extremely money hungry and willing to take from even those who are poor just to satisfy their own carnal means. You're seeing and you're burdened in the spirit of many in the ministry who are committing adultery, who are in fornication. And now they've gotten to the point, even in homosexuality, that they are openly declaring this and also declaring that they won't turn from it. This is causing you to be burdened in the spirit. There are those of you who are burdened in the spirit because of the home. Some of you as husbands are grieved because you're seeing that the family do not want to follow God. It grieves you that you're getting such a fight in the spirit and their mind is not on the Lord. Many of you are grieved, women of God, because the husbands are not heeding the word, have no mind for the word, and doing things within the home that is ungodly. You're watching the children go their own ways and rising up in a spirit of rebellion, and it's caused you to be burdened in spirit. But the Lord has given his word to say, to encourage you, hallelujah, to let you know that God has not forsaken you and that God is working. You know, I have said it, especially a couple of broadcasts back to back, that there are many, because of what they're seeing in the nation, because of what they're seeing in the churches, and because of what they're seeing in the homes, actually think that the Lord is not doing anything. Some have gotten to the point, said, Lord, where are you? I want you to know that God wants me to give you this message, that to encourage you that God is still moving. He's still working. God is going to cause some things to come about that he may get glory. Amen. God, I want you to know that God is giving me to tell you that, hey, this is one of the reasons why he's sending the Elijah. The Elijah is going to cause a restoration of all things. Hallelujah. Through the word that he's given, there's going to be a restoration. The time will come in this nation. This nation will be restored back to the place that God had her. Amen. The gospel of Christ in its fullness is going to be restored. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. This nation, once again, is going to be brought back to the place that God will have her to be. The church, the body of Christ, is going to be brought back to the place that the Lord once had her. The Lord said in Daniel chapter 2 that he used Daniel to tell Nebuchadnezzar, and it was an end time word for the day that the God of heaven was going to set up a kingdom. Hallelujah. In these last days, that's a work of restoring his kingdom here on earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if he has to set up the kingdom in these last days, that means he had to set it up again, because he had set it up once before. And to set it up again means that's the act of restoring. And he's told us in Matthew 17 that he was sent Elijah. Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. God wants you to know that he's going to restore this nation. This nation is going to be brought back to the place that God have her. She got to be cleansed first, and she's going to go through a cleansing. And God wants you to know that he's going to keep the faithful. There's things, glory, that's going to come upon this nation. There's some things that have already hit. Sad to say, this nation have yet to heed. She have yet to come to full repentance. But the day will come that she will be. And the Lord is sending his word of restoration. And he's sending the Elijah to gather the faithful, to come together as one. In true Christianity, to flow together in the Spirit of God. God is giving his word to restore and bring forth the church. This day in the name of Jesus, to bring forth, to restore the church and bring her back to the place that God have. Hallelujah. I want you to be encouraged, because what Jesus is doing, he's gathering the people. And this stuff that you see going on in the churches, that this ungodly acts and fleshly acts and justification of sin is not going to be going on in the restored church in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God wants me to give you that word, because many times for us to walk in and to press on, we have to look forward ahead to the promises of God. Amen. Whenever you're going through a trial, I don't care what it is, you know, one of the blessed things about the Lord is that God will speak to you in the midst of your trial. Sometimes he'll speak to you before you go into a trial to let you know what he's going to do for you and what we got to do, that when we're going through that trial, you got to remember the promise. Hallelujah. You got to hold to the promise. See, that's the thing that's going to encourage you. Hold it to the promise that God has promised. I don't care who you are right now. God may have told, and I'm going to give you an example. God may have spoke to you and said, I'm going to bless you with a new vehicle. Amen. And it turns out that the one you got now has gotten worse and worse. And I know it becomes discouraging. But if you will look to the promise, keep the promises in your mind, confess the promise, stand on the promise and say, Lord, I thank you for blessing me with the new car you promised me. Hallelujah. That's what will encourage you, is remembering the promise of the word. God is going to restore homes. Hallelujah. Restore home glory. Hallelujah. For his glory. He's going to restore the homes where his word would rule. Amen. That husband will fall in line, and that wife is going to fall in line, and they're going to work together in the ministry, and the children are going to fall in line. God is going to restore the homes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Abba Hasha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank God for his word. And he said to encourage the downcast. And that's what we read, Abba Hasha. Glory. That's my word to you. That given me by the Lord to give you. Those of you that are burdened in spirit, be encouraged. This will not last forever. God is going to, you know, Vashawn Mitchell got a song that he wrote called, He's Turning It Around For Me. God at a Boshata. God is going to turn around your situation. Those you that are burdened in spirit, he's going to turn, you're going through some things and you're burdened. God is going to turn that situation around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you. God has not left you. I know that many times, and we all have gone through it, that it seemed like that he just left us. But God wants you to know he's going to turn it around. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He goes on to say in this verse here once again, he says, love is your message. But that was the message of Christ. I come to you in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But here's the thing that, you know, I noticed that some people think about love. And this is where another thing that the church has tripped over the wrong foot. She has stumbled, you name it. people think that when you talk about love, that love means accepting the sin. You would not find that in Scripture. There are those who seem to think that when you're talking about love, that you don't call out and tell people to repent. There are some who think that when you're talking about love, that you can't tell people that they were wrong. Now, today, we're living in this time that when you're telling people that that's not of God, first thing they want to say is that you're judging. And I noticed that, you know, with people who claim to be Christians, they're slinging that word around so easy that it's pitiful and missing the point because they fully don't understand what the judging really dealing with. Because we're living in a time today that those that are proclaiming to know Christ are very easily uniting with those who are not of God. Amen. And see, that's something that Satan promotes. Because Satan promotes, when you read the Bible in Matthew chapter 13, remember Jesus gave the parable about the sowing of the seed, and he said that the enemy came and sowed tare with the wheat. See, that's one of the things the enemy wants. He wants that unison between the wheat and the tare, because he knows if that happens, then nothing that is totally righteous can rule. And see, in the churches, you have wheat and tares growing together, and you're having this battle and this struggle in the spirit between the wheat and the tares. There are tares in the church that won't let the Spirit of God rule. And they always jumping up and cutting things off and either trying to start arguments and things of that nature. God is going to turn it around. Amen. And we are told that love is our message. But that was the message of Christ. Christ did not preach a message of hate. Amen. He did not preach a message of disliking you intensely because of your color, of your skin, or your gender. Amen. He didn't preach that. But he preached the love of God. And even in the love of God, even Christ preached repentance to the people. Amen. I just wonder today how many of those who are slinging up the "you can't judge me" phrase, if they was in Jesus' time, would they have told Jesus the same thing? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am grateful for the word of the Lord. Love is the message. Amen. And we have to preach and teach against pride, that we should not have the prideful walk, boasting about ourselves, and downgrading other people. Because the Bible said love vaunteth not itself. It doesn't brag on itself and how conceit, how great they are and all that. And you have today, many in the pulpits and in the pews who are vaunting themselves even against their own brothers and sisters in Christ. They're bragging about what they got and their status. Amen. That's not the love of God. Amen. You have some churches who brag about their membership status and they look down on the storefront churches. Amen. Hallelujah. They look down on them because I have 700 to 800 members and I see that you only got 5 or 10, so you must not be too good because you ain't not got as many members as I do. But praise ye the Lord. You know, God can do with what seem to be the small packages, you still can do a big thing. Amen? Amen. Listen, you want as many people who are really for Christ as you can get. But if you only can get 2 out of 100, thank God for the 2. You and those 2 can turn the world upside down. Amen? You can turn the world upside down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of the Lord, he said, let all labor who can the work of preparing a people may go on in haste. Preparing them for what? For Christ's coming. Prepare them to receive him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The gospel has to be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And the people have to be prepared. Amen. Their hearts have to be prepared. You know, when John the Baptist first came in the flesh, and that's why the Bible also, the witnesses in the Bible calls him the messenger. Jesus called him the messenger. So does Malachi. And we see that even Mark wrote and called him the messenger. He is to prepare the way. And according to Luke 1, through the angel Gabriel, he is to prepare a people. And when John first came in the flesh, he prepared a people to receive Christ as the Lamb. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He did it in preaching the gospel of Christ and proclaiming Jesus as the Lamb. In fact, in John chapter 1, when you read, Jesus walked up. Notice how John introduced, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And see, God wants us as believers to get people's hearts prepared to receive him. And now Christ is coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And see, people's hearts got to be ready. They got to be prepared to receive him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Because there are some who are not letting Jesus be king in their lives. They're not letting Jesus be the head. And therefore, God has to do a work in their heart. And so as we give them the word, amen, God is working through that word to bring them to that place that they receive Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Another way that we can prepare people is teaching them. And I know that many of y'all have heard me on the broadcast many times as of late, especially more strongly probably this last year or so, in talking about the importance of teaching. You see, one of the other ways that you can prepare people is by teaching them. And see, we have gotten off track, and we have treated teaching as if it's not even important. Like I told many of you that have been listening, I wish I would have known back then in the time when I was in school, known back then what I know today. I would have treated some things in connection with teaching, my teachers and all that. I would have treated it better. I would have had somewhat more respect for it. Because in our time, we did have teachers, you know, you listen to today, and one of the complaints about many of the parents, which I've seen evidently is true, and I've seen this through the years, the teaching of our children, especially here in this state here, has dwindled down so bad. Is, you know, it's not only is it not funny, but it's downright to a point where it will make you start crying. And our children are suffering because they're getting out of high school, graduating, but they still have to take basic courses in college because the schools that they went to has not even taught them the basics. You know, once upon a time, when I was coming up, you had to learn cursive writing. Well, man, it went to a point now that they just took away cursive over, I don't know, the past few years. And this thing crept up on me unaware until, you know, I was dealing with one of my kids one day, and I thought about it and noticed it. I said, man, y'all don't even do no cursive writing. So now we don't do cursive writing anymore. I noticed that, you know, even with the books, the kids weren't having no more books in the classroom, just writing stuff in the tablet, having a piece of paper and things like that. And so the importance of education just went down. And now you have these laws and stuff where they're like literally just passing a child through the school system. I mean, even if he or she ain't hardly doing nothing and flunking, they just pass them through the school system. And they still come out of school hardly not knowing too much anything. But see, the same thing has been happening in among the body of Christ. Because many of us in the ministry is not helping to prepare a people. To one point, we have done good in leading them to Christ, but we drop them. After that, we don't teach them the word, nothing like that, you know, not preparing their hearts even the more, because they become newborn babes and we just leave them. Lord God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, Lord Jesus. And so a people, God wants a people prepared for Christ's coming. Now, he said Christ's coming is near. Now, here's the thing I want to say about that. Jesus, in sending the angel, did not say that his coming is any day. He will say his coming is near or his coming is at hand. But he doesn't say any day. And I hear many Christians say, you know, Jesus can come back any day. And I said, no, he can't. I said, by ability, yes, but by his word, he can't. And now that's been a misleading of many people, because you have many people repeating it and actually thinking that any day Christ can show up. That's not happening. You know, here's the thing. Jesus gave us events and things that he told us will happen on this earth that is to come to pass before he come back. Now, one thing you can bet on about Jesus, that he's a keeper of his word. You don't have to worry about God breaking his word. I break my word before he ever break his. But he's a keeper of his word. And whenever the Lord lets you know that there are different events and things that must happen before his return, rest assured it's going to happen. And we have done the injustice of taking some things that Christ said, and we have taken it out of text, and actually we have put it in the wrong timing. I love my brothers and sisters in Christ who preach and teach rapture, but that rapture is not true. Some of you are very knowledgeable in the Lord, but in that point of timing with that rapture, you have missed it. And you have taken that and put it before the great tribulation. You have put it before many things that said Christ is coming back for his people. And then some of you have said, not only is he coming back to snatch his people up, but then he's going to come back again. So you got Christ coming back two more times. That is not what the scripture says, okay? That is not what the scripture says. And so, therefore, the Lord wants a people prepared. Then he talks about the temple. He said a temple will be built by a people that are prepared. And the temple that he mentioned in Malachi 3 and Zechariah, in the book of Zechariah, he mentions in the book of Haggai chapter 2, where he calls the glory of this latter house, that's the temple of the Lord. And he says it's going to be built. And he says some going to try to build it, but they're going to come to naught. Because once again, not just anybody going to build this temple. Remember the Solomon's temple? And David wanted to build it, but the Lord told him, so you can't You're not going to build because you have shed blood. So just not know anybody going to build his temple. And see, some people think just you can be in any kind of shape or form or condition and you just going to do a work for the Lord. Not necessarily so. Not necessarily so. That there are some that God have used to a degree, but to do the fullness of this work, especially in dealing with the preaching of the gospel, got to be by those who are born again, washed in the blood. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he says some going to try to build a temple, but it's going to come to naught. See, God in these last days, he's bringing down things that men are building and saying, oh, Lord, you take this. God said, got to be done this way. He gave the measurements and things for the building of the temple, just like he gave the measurements to Noah for the building of the ark. And see, Noah had to follow that measurement. He had to follow the whole package, the materials he had to get, the measurements, you name it. He had to do it God's way. And for us to survive any storms in our life, we must build our house God's way. Amen. If you try to build your life some other way, you're going to come down. You're trying to build it, and that's what's going on with many Christians. They're trying to build their lives their own way and say, oh, God, you got to accept this. Amen. They don't want to build it the way the Lord said it. They want to build it their own way and thinking that God's going to accept it. Well, I'm here to tell you again, not going to happen. You got to build your life the way God said it. You know, he said the wise build his house upon the rock. The revealing power of Christ. The rock is Jesus Christ and his revealing power. Amen. And so we have to get in a place to receive the revelation power of the Lord. You know, and people just going on and don't even have the mind on Christ. Expect God just supposed to drop revelations. Okay? Not going to happen. Get into a place to hear the Lord. So be encouraged, those of you who are burdened in spirit, and thank you, Jesus. And those of you who have faced such persecution, I want to say to, if there's any of you that are listening from any of the other countries who are seeing or encountering the persecution of Christians, I want to encourage you even the more also. Because my heart goes out to you in the Lord. Because I have great respect for those of you who are standing in Christ in the midst of the highest level of persecution. And I want to ask that you pray for us here in America. Because the persecution you guys are seeing now, we have yet to see. And I do use the word yet, but it's coming. It's coming. And I'm mighty afraid for some that they're not going to be able to take it. Because I look at right now here in America, in this nation, we're turned to what makes you feel good now. And we've taken the feel good into the church services. So if it feel good to us, we're going to do it. Amen? And then when we do it, we're going to say, hey, God accepts it because God wants you to feel good. He wants you to be happy. And so therefore, it's such acts and things that are going on in the church services based on feel good that is just disrespectful. Amen. Glory to God. And once again, those of you in other countries, I just want to encourage you. to keep the faith, because seeing your faith has encouraged me to press on. And I have to admit that my mind was not always on our brothers and sisters in Christ in other countries facing persecution. I will mention them every now and then. But the last, I don't know, 3 months or so, 3 or 4 months, God has really pointed me toward the direction of them. And seeing that and understanding and hearing that they are really walking in the faith that pleases God. Because when you can face the highest level of persecution, many of y'all know what I mean. I'm talking about at a point where your life is threatened, and continue to stand in the faith. And I got respect for many of you that are missionaries who have been over there and possibly going back into the other lands because you're concerned about giving the gospel. I want to commend you for that in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless your journey. A safe return back home. May you be successful in grabbing souls for Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's time, people. It's time to be about our Father business. It's time to rise up. Amen. You know, the Bible said love seeketh not our own. So love, for one thing, love is not selfish. And we have moved in a selfish spirit. We ain't been thinking about God. We've just been thinking about ourselves. Well, I'm going to tell you, the day finna come, the many are going to wish they was thinking about the Lord and spending more time with him, because the stuff that's coming, you know, I look at some of the things that we encounter over here in this nation that has caused us to sometimes pop out in a sweat. Sometimes we're agitated. Sometimes we're fearful. And some of us have just thrown up our hands and gave up. And I said, Lord, wow. I said, if we are doing that on these things we're facing here, how are we going to act when the highest level of persecution come and hit this country against the true believers? True believers, you need to hear me. I'm telling you, get yourself prepared. If you're proclaiming to be a Christian, you better get your heart ready. You better, hallelujah. If you got a pastor being true and trying to teach you the word and you laggy-dagging and coming in the service late, if I were you, I'd change it. And let him prepare you in that word, because what's about to come, if you ain't ready, you ain't going to be able to take it. You're going to both shut up. You're going to throw both hands. And the greatest thing you're going to do is renounce Jesus. And you can either disregard what I'm saying, that's you. But I'm here to present the word. If you don't get your heart ready, I'm talking about on a personal level, quit looking around in the church buildings and waiting for somebody else to do something and getting ready and you not doing anything. You know, this thing has to be personal. It got to be personal. You can't get to a point that you ain't studying because you don't see other people study the Word of God. You can't do that. You can't get to a point where you're not praying because you notice that everybody else in the church don't hardly pray or don't pray at all. This thing has to be personal. Amen. It has to be personal. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you now, the heart needs to be prepared. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To be prepared for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to come back, to receive him as that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, God is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Amen. He's worthy to be lifted up. Amen. And I just want to thank God, because I see in my life what the Lord's been doing. Whenever the enemy raises head, God has been strengthening me to press on. And you know that many of y'all that have been listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, you know that some of the subjects God has given me to come before you with. And I know that there have been subjects that really, that the devil really hate that I brought it out. And understand this, Brother Nate is not the only one bringing it out. There are other Christians in the vineyard who are talking on these same things that I'm talking about, okay? So you can imagine if I'm facing it, they're facing it too, amen? And some of us as Christians, we're hiding in the corner. And you don't want to touch these subjects, okay? Because why? One of the reasons is, whether you admit it or not, you're more fearful of the devil, okay? You're more afraid of what the devil can do. Hallelujah. And then you turn around and you're speaking against the servants of the Lord who is trying to proclaim these things. Instead of you supporting them, you're speaking against them. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's worthy to be praised and be glorified. He's worthy to be lifted up. I thank my God for this opportunity to be on Blog Talk Radio. And as I said to y'all before, soon I'm going to be coming with a new series that's going to be coming up very soon. I've been still working on it by the help of the Lord. Soon I'll be coming before you with it. And this is to inform you of what is of God and what is not of God. Amen. And I want to say it to you, all of you today, once again, as you look among Christianity, there are things that are not of God that's arising and connecting to that which is godly. And people are now being confused. And now you have many in the body of Christ, they are at war with one another over these things. Amen. Go before the Lord. I don't care who they are, and they proclaim they are of the Lord. You got to go before the Lord honestly about it, because deception is out there. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord and God. We're grateful, Lord God, for this day you've made and created, blessing us to see this day. Lord God, I ask today that everyone that was listening, that you will bless them this day by the power of your Spirit, and let the true revelation, the light of the Lord, come unto them. Those that seek your face and petition you, Lord, I ask that you will answer from heaven, that their joy may be full. Thank you, Lord God, for this door opportunity you've opened. Thank you for all the listeners, and may they continue to be blessed by the power and the presence of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. I thank God for all of you that have been listening. Lord, say the same. Tomorrow night, we'll have another God's Word to Man broadcast. Look for the advertisement at that time. Praise be to God. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. My God is your hand.
calendars full of iconic figures. The people praise them, they stock us up at a high percentage. The giants in our eyes, the sky's the limit. The picture painted is larger than life, but God is bigger. Your God is greater. I weigh them on the scale like crocs and gators. Found that only God can save us. And God is gracious, that's who we flock to. In the day of trouble, and when we blow it like hot food. This song's official, nobody's greater for Shawn Mitchell.